This is Apollo Control at 82 hours, 19 minutes. Apollo 12 now 2,914 nautical miles from the moon. The velocity up to 5,078 feet per second. We just passed up to the crew some updates to the information they'll need to perform the lunar orbit insertion number one maneuver. The ignition time has been changed slightly. The new ignition time is 83 hours, 25 minutes, 23 seconds. We've also made a slight upward increase in the total delta V to be gained from the maneuver, increasing the delta V by about 2 feet per second. The current figure is 2,889.3 feet per second. We also have a correction to a figure we gave you earlier on the amount of propellant to be consumed in that maneuver. The previous figure given was about 33,500 pounds of propellant. This is incorrect. The figure should have been 23,700 pounds of propellant. The service propulsion system engine consumes propellant at the rate of about 66.4 pounds per second. The burn duration is about 358 seconds. The crew advised that they had completed the pre-LOI-1 systems checks. They reported that at about 82 hours, 14 minutes, which would mean that they're running about 30 minutes ahead of the flight plan and getting ready for that burn. Here in Mission Control, it has been rather quiet up to this time. The flight controllers are checking and rechecking the burn figures. The room is now starting to fill up. We're getting additional people here in the back row of consoles. Chris Kraft, George Lowe, and Jim McDivitt are now in the control center. Also at the Capcom console, we see Director of Flight Crew Operations, Deke Slayton, as well as astronaut Dave Scott and Jim Irwin. Rocco Patron, director of the Apollo program, is also here in Mission Control as we continue to prepare for this lunar orbit insertion maneuver. At 82 hours, 22 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.